You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am coming to you from really beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, and I am so grateful, so thankful, so appreciative that you made a decision to join me today from all over the world. And guess what? I believe that the Spirit has attracted you here. You know, all it takes is one word from God to really radically change your life, and you're going to not only hear, but receive what you've been searching for. Well, how are you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening, it is the right time. Well, I am doing well. You know, somebody asked me, one of my clients this week, asked me, well, Miss Constance, how are you doing about Angel? And I'm going to say I'm doing really well. I believe that I went through the grieving process. And what I said to her is that the pain, and for those of you who don't know who Angel is, she was my first dog. And I said to them, I have moments, but the pain of it has left me. And thank all of you for your prayers. And it's been 4 months, but it seems so much longer, for your prayers and support. See, that's what community is about. We need each other. You know, we need to be interdependent. You know, there's power, you know, even when groups come together and they just begin to meditate at the same time on world peace. And when that happens, you know, that consciousness creates and decreases crime and all kind of stuff. So all of you guys who pray for me, I just want to say thank you. Well, I am teaching today, and I have so much. I'm going to get right to it. And I'm going to be teaching you about how to manifest, you know, more in 24 is my mantra, more prosperity, abundance, and money in your life in 2024, more in 2024. And in part one, I'm going to be sharing just the spiritual, metaphysical, how to shift and change your money blueprint kind of teaching. And in part two, I'm going to give you actually 5 inspired action steps that are very specific that's going to help you manifest more prosperity. Well, what else do I want to say? I want to remind you that that the law of attraction is really now the number one law of attraction network globally that folks are listening to really get reliable and authentic law of attraction information. And that's a big phenomenal truth. And so I'm going to encourage you to go to the network. They have developed a new website and got all kind of goodies on there, and go on there and listen to other hosts and check it out, because it's really good. Also, I am giving away my free ebook. I developed an ebook just for you, and you just need to go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and it's entitled, you know, 7 Steps to Manifesting Your Dream. It's really beautiful. It's a quick and an easy read, and the young lady who did the graphics, she did a great job. So go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and while you are there, I want you to make sure you take a look at some of my coaching testimonies. You know, I this week alone, my clients were saying to me, I had one client say, "I don't recognize my life." I hear that almost every week. She said, "I didn't believe it. When you told me at first," she said, "I didn't believe it." And I just said, "How could this happen to me after I've been struggling all of my life?" And it just makes me so happy because it just shows you that what all of us need is guidance, insight, coaching, strategies. I had another client who we uncovered what had been holding her back for decades. OMG, for decades. And we're going to be working on that, changing her paradigms, her belief systems, etc. And as I'm going to say later on, because we know your belief systems are vibrational and they are creating everything that's out picturing in your life. So if you are just tired of the same old, and I'm going to say this to you, I love what Dr. Joe Dispenza said. Every day we wake up thinking and feeling emotionally, and perceiving and believing 80 to 85% of what we think, feel, believe, and perceive every day is the same old stuff. And so I am here to help you change to that new version, that new paradigm, that new belief. If you're ready to invest in yourself and do a discovery call, let's make it happen anywhere in the world. We can Zoom, we can WhatsApp. Just email me, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and let's make it happen. Is that all? I think it is. Yeah, I have so much to teach. If you saw my office where I'm coming from, I got papers everywhere. But I'm gonna try to give you just the nuts and bolts of how you can change your mindset around money and prosperity, etc. So, yeah, I know I'm a teacher, so here we go. Where do I want to start? The number one email I get is around money. How do I get more money in my life? When I post any video on money, it gets more listens, more likes. My number one video on my YouTube is 100 prosperity affirmations. And so I'm talking about the spiritual and the metaphysical. We know that it is the will of God for you to have money, right? And prosperity. So I'm going to be using those terms interchangeably. And anything that you manifest is what is inside out. So with the law of attraction, it says that you're always creating, whether you know it or not. How are you creating? You creating thoughts of lack, thoughts of abundance, thoughts of poverty, thoughts of lavish, unlimited supply. You're creating it through your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, your imagination, and your feelings. So the law of a principle says that whatever you focus in on, whatever you feel emotionally, whatever your perception is, y'all, it's a universal law that whatever you give your energy and attention to, that same thing by law has to come back to you. So if you're thinking on lack and not enough and oh my God and inflation and politics, if you're thinking all of that, that's what's going to show up in your life. And just in my life personally, you guys know that the many decades ago I made so much money, it was crazy, and I spent it. I got repeated contracts, back to back to back to back. And you don't guess that. I didn't even have to bid for my contracts because they were so pleased with the outcome of my work. But I had not changed my consciousness. Even though I had a lot of money, my consciousness was still lack because whenever I got money, I just spent it. I didn't invest it. I had not taken a look at my money blueprint at what happened to me in my childhood. All of y'all got a money blueprint. You've heard me talk about this. If you're building a house from the ground up, you know, the first thing you're gonna do is look at the blueprint. Do I want one level, two levels? Do I want a basement? Do I want the corner lot? So whatever your blueprint is, and until you change your blueprint around money, the same thing is going to happen over and over again. Once I changed my blueprint, did the inner work, changed my thoughts, changed my beliefs, deal with all my childhood stuff around money, deal with my belief that I had to marry somebody rich in order to have money, because your beliefs are vibrations that attract. And so all change in the area of money and prosperity is inside out, because we know your outer world of form and expression is really just a reflection of your inner thoughts, everybody. As above, so below. As within, so without. It is a law. And you know, the Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you will may what? May prosper. So it's not God. And it also says the blessing of the Lord maketh you what? Rich, and addeth no sorrow to it. That means you don't have to work four and five jobs. And so you actually create your own reality with your consciousness about wealth. Just this week, where has your thinking been around paying taxes, money? Have you been more in fear? Have you been more in expecting unlimited supply, etc.? What is your blueprint of prosperity? Because it is the awareness of your consciousness. What is your consciousness? Your thoughts, your beliefs, your perceptions, your emotions around money. Do you get really nervous and anxious and fearful when you have to take money out of your savings account, or touch your 401k? Or are you open to the unlimited supply that is available to you? And I believe to the degree that you understand that God or spirit or source is your substance, and the activity on the inside of your own consciousness. What do I mean by that? What you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what you're saying is what's going to come into your life. It's not outside of you. It's not getting four jobs. You know, somebody said creation always happens twice. First on the inside, then on the outside. As you think, you are. And you know, you're always creating. And your world in the area of money is coming through you, through what you believe. And it is only when you change that. And so your thinking about money and your feeling is projected into the world that you are experiencing. I had somebody tell me this week, you know, I just been, she said, I just been sitting around meditating on something that you said, Constance. I said, what did I say? She said, you said that you're one with God and one with all things. I am. So if I'm one with God, and God is wealthy, one with spirit, spirit is in me, God is wealthy, I come from one of the wealthiest families in the world. It would be like who, Jay-Z and Beyonce being billionaires. I know Jay-Z is, so I'm gonna say that family. And then not giving their children what they need. That's not going to happen. But it's an awareness that you are God's beloved and wealth is your divine birthright. So my question to you is, and I'm talking fast, I'm trying to get it to you guys, what is your money blueprint? Answer that question. You need to take time to answer that for 2024, more in 2024. What kind of relationship do you have with money? Money is energy. And I even had a guy who told me, he said, even the way you rearrange dollar bills in your wallet. Now that may or may not be true. He said it's respect. And so take a look at everybody, y'all sit down. If you don't do anything else in 2024, sit down and write down what are your dominant thoughts about money. What are your dominant beliefs? What do you believe at your core? Do you get nervous around money? Do you spend money? Do you go and spend money that you should be paying your mortgage with? It's important that you realize, okay, somebody drum roll, that it's going to be your wealth consciousness. It's going to be your wealth consciousness on the inside that's going to bring more wealth, prosperity, and money in your life. It's a state of mind. And so you have to be attuned to, realign with that state of mind. And so, Constance, how do you do that? There are many ways. You guys have heard me talk about the 40-day prosperity plan. And it's powerful. But what you're doing is you are defining what is your new truth about money, prosperity, and wealth. And take a pen. I want you to get a pen. And I want you to write it down. I'm fearful about money. I don't like to share my money, or I spend my money freely, or I don't like to do. But write down what your new truth is, because remember, your subconscious, is controls 90 to 95% of your life. Because you can say all you want to, I'm a millionaire in 2024. You can say that all you want to in your conscious state. But we know your conscious state is only what, 5%. So it is when you get in that theta state that you begin to change your subconscious, which is always speaking to you. You can't have that. You can't buy a house. You don't want a car note. I'm going to have some people coming on in a couple of weeks who are going to talk about how they purchased new cars, new homes, new, and how they were even afraid to go and test drive the car. And so, one way that you can begin to change your money blueprint is to replace the old truth with a new truth. And I talked about the 40-day abundance book with John Randolph Price. I think that is one great 40-day challenge that you should take. And Greta Counts, when she was on here, she shared some of the insight. But a couple of things he talks about is God is lavish, unfailing, abundant, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me. That means it's on the inside of you. What would happen in your life if you just meditated on that and began to replace that God is lavish? What does unlimited mean? Unlimited means unlimited. I love this one. Money is not my supply. Oh my goodness, money is just energy. Who's your supply? Spirit or God? Are you looking to your job? No person, place, or condition is my supply. So what is? It is your awareness, your understanding, and knowledge that this all-providing source is on the inside of you and is your supply. Your consciousness of this truth is unlimited. therefore your supply is unlimited. So, y'all, let me just break it all the way down. You're listening to a woman who had everything and lost it 30 years ago. And I say, I didn't have a comeback. I had a change of consciousness. When I change my mind about wealth, when I change my thinking, when I change the pictures that I held in my mind, when I change my beliefs and my emotions, when I took our time to reprogram my subconscious mind, when I took the time to be ye transformed by the renewing of my mind. I would spend 2 and 3 hours every day because I said, I'm tired of not having no money. Anybody feel like that? Let me see your hands all the way in Europe, you know, in Africa, in Canada, South America. Let me see your hands. And so these are some practical things that you can do to change your money blueprint. Number one, sit down and write down what are your current beliefs about money. You got to do that because there's emotion attached. Like the first of the month, I've had people say, I get so nervous. I get so anxious. You see, the emotion fuels and it cements or tattoos in your subconscious, because if every month you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God. But what would happen if you changed that and said, oh, I'm so excited. I have more than enough. Oh, so you're going to write down what are your current beliefs, and then you're going to write down what do you want your new blueprint to be around money? And it might be as simple as I always have enough. I always have more than enough to pay all of my bills. You know, I say God is my unlimited source of supply. Whatever works for you. So you're going to write it down. And then we know that you really change your subconscious by what you hear. I want you to get your phone out. What are we doing? We are changing that money blueprint. I want you to record those. They don't have to be affirmations. Those new truths. You know, that money comes to me from the north, west, east, and south. You know, that it is the will of God to bring more wealth into my house. There's a version of the Bible that says wealth and riches are in my house. Now, remember, when you first say it, you're not going to believe it because you've been automatically defaulting to lack. And I want you to record that. And every night just before you go to bed, I want you to listen to that. And just when you wake up, download that creation frequency app is absolutely free with Mike Murphy, and it automatically attaches Theta Music to it. I want you to go back and listen to all of my teaching on money, prosperity, anything like that. Go back and listen to that. So what are you doing? You're saturating. You are immersing yourself in the new truth. You're creating a new blueprint. No, I don't want a one-story house. I want a two-story house. All right. So we are exchanging truths. I want you to choose one scene of you having all the money that you want. What would be the one thing that you would do? Where would you go? Would you go on vacation? Would you take your children somewhere? Would you buy something? Would you go? I had somebody who said they were going to go and stay in a hotel and then get a massage, you know, just spend some time practicing self-care. What would that look? But this is the main part. And what would that feel like? Remember, we are marrying our thoughts and our emotions. So you're going to write it down, you're going to record it, then you're going to see. And then I see it and feel it in your mind. Speak it out loud. Man, I don't have, I got 5 minutes before I go to break. And then you are certainly going to start listening to any of my shows that I've taught over the past 15 years on money and abundance. It's not the hustle and grind on the outside, it's the changing of the mind. It's the renewing of your mind. If the it's the shifting of the paradigms that we're doing. And we know that it takes 63 days for your brain to be rewired. So the first 21 days you may not feel it or believe it, but don't let that move you. You're speaking the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And then anything on social media, on YouTube, anybody who you vibe with who's teaching on money. There are certain people that I listen to. And man, just begin to listen and take notes. And then after you take notes, go back and meditate. We know meditating is one of the main ways that you change your subconscious. So this is what we're doing. We are reprogramming that blue our subconscious. We are rewiring our brain. We are creating a new money blueprint by what? Defining the old beliefs. Think about your childhood. Just think of your life. That may take a week or two. Write down your new beliefs. You can add to those. You're going to record them. You're going to listen in that theta state, that more relaxed state. We know that when you're in that state, things happen quicker, and you're going to let it get down in your subconscious. You're not going to be impatient. We're not looking at 3D. We're living in 4D and 5D. You're going to find one ideal scene, one thing that you're going to do where you can see yourself and feel yourself already having that money. OMG, what would that look and feel like? Then you're going to listen and take notes and immerse and saturate yourself in your new truth about wealth, abundance. Turn the TV off, turn the turn Netflix off, turn all of that off, because what? You are in the process of change. Wow. I'm talking fast because I'm going to commercial break. And then anybody else on YouTube, you're just gonna vibe with them. And then you're gonna pray and ask the Spirit, Spirit, show me, heal me, help me to change my thinking, help me to change my belief systems, my perceptions around money. And when you do that, it's not a you're not an overnight wonder, but when you do that, things will begin to change. And then lastly, be grateful for any amount of abundance. I said earlier, when you're in gratitude, it's the same vibration as love. Love is the highest vibration. When you're in gratitude and love, stuff just start coming to you. From the north, west, east, and south. I think that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to come back after these commercial breaks. And guys, I'm going to be giving you some action steps for manifesting more prosperity. Things that you can do on the outside in the 3D world after you've reprogrammed, transformed your mind. Change your consciousness in that 4 and 5D. Wow, this was so good. Listen to this over and over again. Share this on your timeline. I had one lady, she said, I share with everybody in my office. Share it with your family. It can break generational lack and poverty in your life. Everybody, let's take a deep breath in. Let it out. Another one, a deep breath in. Let it out. Thank you, Father, for abundance, prosperity, and money. I'll be right back.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and I am going to put on my professor hat and I'm going to teach you step by step some inspired action steps that you can take in order to manifest more prosperity. You know, there is a mantra that says that success leaves clues. So we're not really trying to make anything happen. We're just getting in the vibration of abundance and prosperity. So are you ready? So these are universal laws that are fixed. A law will work for anybody who will work it. It'll work for a rich man, a poor man, a black man, a white man, an Indian man, a short woman, a tall woman. So we're just getting in the vibration of, getting in the flow of, getting in the law of. So the first one is the vacuum law of prosperity. And I love this law. I think the first person that I heard talk about it was Catherine Ponder in her book, Laws of Prosperity. And basically, this law simply says that when you give something, you create space for something new. And simply stated, if you want greater good, greater prosperity in your life, then open up a space to receive it. So there's an old saying that nature abhors a vacuum. So what does that mean? That means that when there's a vacuum there or or an empty space, that the universe wants to fill it. It's a universal law. And so God will always fill a vacuum. So how can you use this law? Let's just use your closet. All of those clothes that you haven't worn for years, maybe decades, shoes, all the stuff in your garage, all of the glasses in your cabinet that you never use. I'm talking to myself now, just letting you in on this conversation. All the stuff in your room, all the stuff in your storage bin. When you begin to release that as a blessing to somebody else, then since nature abhors a vacuum, whatever you need or whatever your desire is, it creates a space for that. So what do you have in your house, in your garage, in your basement, in your life, in your attic that you need to release and give away? So that is the vacuum law of prosperity, which simply states that when you give something, when you release and pour into somebody else's life, you create room for greater good, greater prosperity. Anybody want that? So that's one step that you can take. I used to be a big fan of one designer, and it's just not my vibe anymore. St. John, beautiful clothes, beautiful suits, but I'm more boho chic now. I think that's what you call it. I'm more free. I'm more loose. And so those were very expensive clothes. And it really tested my belief around abundance. I'm like, am I getting ready to give this away? And I hadn't worn it in years because it's just not me. So that's the first law. So is that a law that you can begin to tap into to bring more prosperity in your life? The second law is the circulation law or tithing. Don't y'all, a lot of people, they have been so hurt in church. I'm not really talking about church necessarily. So tithing really means giving a percentage of your earnings or time. And you can give it to a charity, to an organization. You can give it to church. And you've heard me say many times, I tithe out of fear because it was like, if you don't tithe, you're going to be cursed with a curse. But now I know when I give, I actually give more now than I did then because this is a secret. Drum roll, everybody. I'm giving out a space of abundance. I'm giving out a space of love, knowing that at not even looking to that person or that organization to give back to me, but knowing when I do that, I am tapping into what they call the law of circulation, the law of giving and receiving. Einstein calls it the boomerang effect. That's what science says, that whatever you give, it can be a smile, it can be goodness, it can be kindness, whatever you give. We're talking about money and prosperity now, that it will come back to you. And so, even though on many levels I was giving out of fear, this is what I began to do. I said, you know something, I'm going to begin to tithe or give the amount of money that I want to make. So let's just say back then, if I wanted to make 200,000 and I was only making 100,000, I would tithe the 200,000 amount. And for me, what that did was that put me in a place of, this is mine. This is how much money I have. It put me in the vibration of abundance. I start thinking that this was my salary. So really, I was tithing 20%. And what did that do? That put me in the vibration, that law of circulation. And you know, I started receiving money from unexpected people, places, things, opportunities. Why? Because you heard me say that when you occupy a paradigm or you occupy a belief, and what was my belief? I'm making $200,000 a year. Everything attached to that belief, everything attached to that consciousness, because your consciousness creates your reality, what? It comes to you. So in my mind, that's where I was living. That's where I was abiding. I make $200,000. I was acting like it too. So that is the law of circulation. And so nothing ever that you do or give goes unnoticed by the universe. That's why even sometimes when I go in the store, I'll compliment a young lady on her hair, or a guy on his shoes. You know, just getting in that vibration of giving, the law of circulation shows. So is that something that you could tap into to bring more prosperity in your life? Let's go to the next law. The prosperity law of command. I love this law. You know, money has an ear. It hears you when you call it. It's kind of like if you got it, like when I had Angel and I would say, Angel, come here. She hears me. Now she used to wouldn't come, but if you have children, Johnny, come here. So the law of command simply means, and the word command, I love it. It means order. It means authority. It means to line up. It means, hey, I'm talking to you. It's a military term. And so when you command something, it has to obey. And we know that your words are creative and powerful. And your words move things. I heard this one prophet say that every time you call abundance in with your words, because your words are vibrational, he said money across the world begins vibrating. Now, I know some of y'all don't believe that. So every time you say, I'm broke, it's hard, I hear. What are you saying about money? You know, what are you saying about prosperity? What are you saying about how much gas costs? And you've heard me say, I drive a car that takes a premium. I never look at gas prices because whatever it is, I'm going to have to pay joyfully. And usually, when I'm at the gas pump, if you were to see me, you would say, is that woman talking to herself? Because usually I would be saying, thank you, God. I have more than enough. Thank you, God. I can fill up this Mercedes. I'm always doing that. I'm not pulled by that. You see what I'm saying? So what am I doing? I'm really commanding more money to come. So you can use your words, and how it works is your words create your world. That's what the Bible says. They're finding out that when you begin to speak something over here in the US, since we're made of light atoms, if I begin to say what I say often, thank you, God, for clients coming to me from the north, west, east, and south. And then I'll say from Africa, from Asia, from Europe, from Canada, from South America, North America. What am I doing? I'm calling it in with my words. You can call love in with your words, but that's another show. And so command, the prosperity law of command is that you command money to come to you. Your words are vibrational and they are creative. You actually create your world with your words. So somebody was talking to me and they said, you know, I'm broke. I said, ooh, don't ever say that around me. And when she says I'm broke, the whole universe begins to keep her broke. Yeah, it's a universal law. So I would get some prosperity affirmations that you can believe. And so instead of saying I am a millionaire, you might not can't you might not cannot believe that right now. I got that out. But can you believe I am open to receive unlimited supply from an unlimited spirit? Begin to say that. Begin to say, command it with your words. My supply is unlimited and I expect it now. Begin to say, abundance is my divine birthright. Thank you, Father, or whatever you want to say. And just walk around your house, record it on your phone. Listen to it while you're driving in traffic. Listen to it, all my people in Europe, while you're on that bullet train going to work. Listen to it, put it in your ears. You've heard me talk about whatever goes in your eye gate, your ear gate, and what comes out of your mouth gate is what's going to manifest in your life. See, there are universe fixed laws. Now, it's evening here. So the sun is going to go down. But when I wake up in the morning, the sun is going to come up. That is a fixed law. So these are laws that most successful and rich people tapped into initially. Everybody got that? So is that a law, the law of command? Is that a law that would increase your money and your prosperity? And when I say prosperity, we're focusing in on money, but it can mean love. I mean, you could command love to come to you. I got all kind of affirmations in my book, Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love. Okay, let's go to the next law. The law of prosperous attitudes toward money. You said, Constance, is that a law? You better believe it is. What is your attitude toward money? Do you, because money is a good expression of God's goodness and mercy. And so, are you critical of money, critical with other folks' money? Oh, these rich people, they don't have to pay no taxes. And why would you even pay that much for some shoes? Now, there are some Italian shoes that I'm going to buy, and they cost a lot. And you know, some people say, well, why do you want that? That's too much money to spend on shoes. You know, that's their expression. And so you really need to watch your attitude towards money. You know, a grateful attitude attracts more money, but a complaining attitude, you know, if it ain't one thing, it's another. As soon as I touch money, Constance, it just burns my hands. You're prophesying over yourself. You're literally prophesying over yourself with your words and with your attitude toward money. So I had a client, and he was always talking about what the government this and the conspiracy theory this and rich people this and rich people get all the breaks, and he was always struggling. And I jokingly said, well, you need to they got business on sale this week. You need to go you need to tend to your own business and your own thinking and your own attitude toward money. And since his attitude was one of grumbling, complaining, not enough, I hate paying all of these taxes, rich people don't have to do this, he was always struggling. So when he coached with me, I brought it to his attention. And he was all on his job. They were not paying him enough. So money could not reach him. More abundance could not find him because he wasn't in the vibration, in the flow of it. I said, quit talking about your boss. Be grateful. I'm going to talk about work in a minute. Be grateful for what you do have. And you know, he began to change slowly, change. I said, quit talking about rich people. Somebody rich might give you some money. And lo and behold, he stopped that and got and changed his expression, his attitude toward money. It's a law, everybody. And guess what happened? He got a big, gigantic promotion. And now he's a multimillionaire. But it all began with the law of expression, the law of what is your attitude toward money? That's my question to you. What is your attitude toward money? Be real. And you might need to stop and say, God help me, I apologize. All right, because money is energy, it's spiritual, and you have a relationship with it. So if you went to somebody's house and they ignored you or they were nasty to you or had an attitude, would you want to go back? You would say, mm-mm. You would be like me on a date. And I said, God, on a date. And then when I met the guy, I'm like, okay, this is not going to work. And I would say under my breath, God, if you get me out of here, out of this restaurant. I won't be doing this again. And so change your attitude. Be grateful. This morning, somebody sent me a small amount for a donation to my show. And she said, Constance, I've been listening to you for 10 years and never gave a penny. And I'm not going to ask any of you because this is not a guilt thing. How many of you been listening to me for all of these years? Have you ever thought about giving and share giving back? That comes from a place of abundance. But guess what? Even though it was a small amount, I was grateful for it. So I'm grateful if I find a penny while I'm walking, just radically grateful. What is that? That's my attitude. That's the law. The next law, you're not going to believe this, but it's work. Work is a mighty channel for prosperity. You know, your current job might be a mighty channel for prosperity. We're talking about laws. Why is this? Because you're getting trained, you're going to seminars, you're going to workshops, you're upgrading your skills, and it might be for a later time in your life, like entrepreneurship. Everybody had a job at one time. Oprah had a job. She worked for a TV station. Steve Jobs had a job at one time. Bill Gates had a job. But what did they do? They took those skills, they took all of that learning that they had to start their own business. So stop complaining about your work. Stop complaining about your supervisor. If you do not like your job, then redo your resume professionally, put it on LinkedIn or whatever country you're in. But while you're there, be grateful. It's that job. Remember, work. Your job is a mighty channel for prosperity. If you're choosing to stay, be solution oriented. Go in giving more than you ask for. When they ask for special projects, if you have the time, now you don't have to be codependent and overwhelm yourself, then you say, I can do that. And the universal laws will come and work for you. It is so powerful. But when you complain, is that job paying for your school, your child's education? Is it currently paying for your mortgage, your car note, the food that you drink, the water that you drink? Speaking of water, I think I'm going to take a sip. When you complain, you remain. So if you don't want to stay there, pray, God, give me an idea. Give me an idea for a business. Give me a strategy. But while you are there, be radically grateful. So these five principles, I think it's five. The vacuum law of prosperity was the first one. The circulation law, which was tithing. You know, Einstein says the boomerang effect, the law of circulating. A millionaire told me one time, he said, you're not spending money, you're investing. He said, if you buy a Chanel dress, you're not spending, you're investing. He said, because millionaires see everything as an investment. So that law of circulation. Then I talked about the law of command, where you command money with your words. You're going to get some money or prosperity affirmations. Speak them out loud. Of course, at nighttime, you're going to get in that theta state. And you're gonna record it on your phone, and you're gonna hear yourself saying all of, I am abundant. Avalanches of abundance come to me from the north, the west, east, and south. Who can fathom the ways of God? God has a million ways to get money to me. God is my unlimited source of supply. Y'all see, I could really get hung up on that one. And then the law of a prosperous attitude. You're going to really change that. And lastly, work. Work is a mighty channel for prosperity. So these are five channels or five inspired action steps that you can begin to take. This is so good. What would happen in your life if you implemented just two or three of these, like giving away all of that stuff that that no longer aligns with who you are. I had a client, she said, I think I'm a hoarder. And I told her, I said, that's a lack mentality. I got to hold on to it because I might need this piece of paper. And she had papers from 30 years back. She still had some of her daughter's coloring books and drawings. And her daughter is almost 30. And so there was not room for money to find her with love. We ain't talking about love. When you hold on to what he did, what she did, what he took, what she took. When you hold on to that stuff, there's not room for love to find you. And if you do go in a relationship, you carry all of that excess baggage into the new relationship, and it really contaminates it. It destroys it. It dilutes the pure love that's there. But that's another show. So everybody, I hope that you enjoyed this. Please share this on your social media platform, the link. And please share this with your friends, your family. And these are universal laws. Send me an email and let me know how these are working for you. I would love to hear some stories from you. Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You know what my mantra is, more in 2024. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.